Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
I was writing the book a little bit for my younger self and for those that are trying to maybe navigate the world, feel like they have something to prove. And I think it's really easy to try to feel like I don't want to fail. I want to do everything right. I want this, you know, I got to figure out what the perfect job is for me and make all the right choices. And the reality is, as you get older, as you know, Pete, like that doesn't really work that way. And yeah. I think I know I've had to learn to let go of that, to recognize the learnings in failure as opposed to the disappointment in it, which always exists. And I think that journey piece is, it's not winning and losing, it's winning and learning. So it's understanding that it's not going to be perfect, that I need to make mistakes, I need to take risks if I want to get where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I need to really recognizing how important other people are in my journey, right? And if I don't expose myself to other people with different beliefs, like it's going to be a very limited, narrow perspective, and I can't have the same kind of success.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's the series designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create clarity that will transform your business and life as a leader. Always remember, clarity creates confidence, and confidence ignites momentum. And today, I had the opportunity to speak with best-selling author Christy Scarro. She just recently released a book called Truth Warriors, and we're going to get into it right away here, all sorts of interesting stuff with Christy Scarro. Hey, Christy, thanks for joining me on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here today. And congratulations on being a best-selling author for your newly released Truth Warriors book.
Thanks, Pete. It's great to be here. I love to be able to share the message with others who are equally inspiring.
Why don't we kick it off? What is a Truth Warrior?
That's a great question. And, you know, as I wrote the book, Truth Warriors, you know, I had this idea of I'm building a world of truth. And then I kind of had to ask the question, well, what does truth really mean? And it made me really reflect and try to define that truth is really such a personal thing, that we all have these beliefs and these experiences that shape our reality. So for truth and for a warrior, for me, it's about being willing to speak your truth, but also being willing to listen to the truths of others. So it's this idea of, you know, letting go a little bit of this truth, of this belief that you have, and also being willing to speak up and be confident in yourself. So it's, the book is very much about a balance. It's balancing between different ways of making decisions, balancing between different ways of managing conflict, and that concept of truth warriors, almost this light and dark coming together, was really meaningful because I think the warrior has such strength, truth is enlightenment, and both of those things are really important if we want to make better decisions and ultimately change the world.
Was Truth Warrior a phrase before the book? It's something I had never heard of. Is that something you concocted and came up with, or is that something that's been out there for a while? It's just a term that I was unfamiliar with.
Actually, that's my creation, and it was sort of thinking through those, almost the light and dark, the yin and yang, and the idea of strength. So yeah, that's mine. And I felt really confident about that name. And what took me a bit more time was the subtitle behind it. But Truth Warriors resonated right away. And I'm kind of inspiring others to hopefully, you know, embrace that idea of becoming a truth warrior. And it's a journey, right? It's not something you achieve and you're there and I'm a truth warrior. We all have this opportunity, I think, to think a little bit differently and to think about what we believe and, you know, be more open to others' beliefs. So that's the concept.
The idea of the book is making better decisions and navigating conflict better. Why don't you dig into making better decisions and some of the stuff that you go through? I mean, you have some awesome stories in the book, by the way. I haven't finished the whole thing, but I'm probably 80% of the way through and really have enjoyed some of the stories. But why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the key points that you guide people through your stories on making better decisions?
Yeah, I think it starts within ourselves. And as you know, there's a whole sort of section and there's an assessment built on this idea of understanding how you naturally make decisions in a point in time, because I think we all evolve and change, whether you're more rational or intuitive, and also how you sort of face in and lean into conflict. So are you more the person who is averse and shy away and you might have much more harmonious relationships as a result? Or are you the kind of person that maybe is a little bit assertive, can speak your voice, but not maybe not the best at listening to others? And back to that idea of balance, the meaning to me was to everyone to kind of pause and think about maybe where they sit. And the assessment will tell you, and as you know, there's a free assessment that you can do. And the book then talks about some strategies. One, some of the strengths, because each of those, you know, quadrants, as it turns out, whether you're highly intuitive, highly assertive, which I think where you fell, Pete, right, that bucket, there's great benefits in that, right? You're the kind of person that can really probably share your vision with others and bring them along. The other times possibly willing to balance back and be more rational in your thoughts. So it really provides strategies to think about if you're kind of in one area or you make decisions in one way, how do you think about others and how they make decisions? And how do you think about maybe flexing your style, especially when you're working with teams or influencing? How do you flex your style so that you can actually make better decisions because you're open to other perspectives, you're listening to other voices, you're considering alternatives, all of that.
I like the assessment too, and we'll include in the show notes, by the way, how to take the assessment on your site and everything. So I'll make sure to include those in the show notes so anybody else can take them. But when I got mine back, I really enjoyed the fact that it's got the different bars on there. And I also have some suggestions for books that might be helpful. I thought that was really good too, being a big book fan.
Yeah, I thought that was really important because, of course, it's always about continual learning. And I know that's what you're passionate about. And I think being able to look at some of the strengths and opportunities, but also go, okay, where can I learn to think about things the other way? And what was really important to me, and it was a little bit hard to do in terms of the logistics of it, is not just to bucket somebody into that box. So you're a passion proclaimer, that puts you in the bottom right box. But the reality is you're on a spectrum. So even if you're there, you might actually be really highly assertive, but only a little bit intuitive. And there's a balance there, which means for you, the opportunity might be able to focus on one versus the other. So it was really important in the output is that people kind of think about that. And the books will then dictate on either ends of the spectrum where you kind of fall and what might be the things you want to think about in learning. And that will probably evolve as I read more and better books as well.
Well, for sure. And I think it's all part of that never-ending learning that we were talking about. And the idea that when you're balancing, you're doing that balancing, you're always conscious of that, I think, that you need to understand yourself before you can help others through, because most of the people that listen to this particular podcast are leaders in their organizations. And from that perspective, we have to be conscious of how we deal with that, but we also have to be conscious of how that reflects upon our teams as well, right?
Yeah, a lot of times I hear for leaders and you know, with teams and even in their own personal lives, the challenge tends to be like recognizing why somebody thinks differently. When you're trying to make any kind of group or consensus decision, sometimes the frustration is either they take too long or they haven't really thought it through or they expect me to make decisions faster. And I think there are, again, I'm coaching somebody right now who's in that bucket of, you know, I'm being told I need to make decisions faster. And they're on the rational end of the scale where they need a lot of information to move forward. And it's not really appreciated, you know, the role that they play. So it's a balance of, okay, maybe you need to kind of showcase how you're actually the pause button for your organization or your team and getting them to reflect more rationally when they're not maybe very rational. At the same time, maybe you need to think about how you can let go of some of that need, right? How you know your own style is, I got to know a lot of information, but I'm willing to let go of that, not feel comfortable and move forward.
Yeah, exactly. In the book, you talk a little bit about success as a journey and go through that sort of that it happens as a story, as a journey. And I'd like you to just kind of touch on that and what you mean by success as a journey and how that takes place.
Yeah, well, I start off the book in the introduction just talking about the fact that I am on an imperfect journey. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, you know, I was writing the book a little bit for my younger self and for those that are trying to maybe navigate the world and have feel like they have something to prove. And I think it's really easy to try to feel like I don't want to fail. I want to do everything right. I want this, you know, I got to figure out what the perfect job is for me and make all the right choices. And the reality is, as you get older, as you know, Pete, like that doesn't really work that way. And no. I think I know I've had to learn to let go of that, to recognize, you know, the learnings in failure as opposed to the disappointment in it, which mm-hmm. always exists. And I think that journey piece is, it's learning, right? It's not winning and losing, it's winning and learning. So it's understanding that it's not going to be perfect, that I need to make mistakes. I need to take risks if I want to get where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I need to really, I think for me is that idea of other beliefs is recognizing how important other people are in my journey, right? And if I don't expose myself to other people with different beliefs, like it's going to be a very limited, narrow perspective, and I can't have the same kind of success.
I love that. I think that's a great framework to talk about, and really enjoying those parts in the book as well. Christy, what transformations can people expect when they become truth warriors?
I think my hope is at a foundational level, I really hope people feel more confident in the way in which they make decisions. So I think sometimes a feeling of when you're struggling as a decision maker or struggling as a leader, you feel overwhelmed. You feel like the way you're making decisions may not be right. You feel like your team members, maybe you don't understand how to navigate all these different ways of thinking, or you're, you know, really strong on your opinion. And my hope is that number one, there's some level of confidence that the way I make decisions is okay and there's some mm-hmm. benefit in it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also really hoping that people transform in terms of being more open to other perspectives and even a little bit more systematic about how they make decisions and thinking through some of the potential barriers. So the last half of the book, which you're now closer to getting through, is all these sort of different ways in which I think people can think through, you know, what my chapter Rush Slower in terms of being able to actually slow down to go faster when you make decisions by actually thinking it through, doing things like pre-mortems and thinking about what could actually happen at the end of the decision. So hopefully some practical tips that people can actually then apply to feel more confident in the decisions that they're making.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I think that was chapter 17 or 18, and that's kind of just where I'm at in the book. So that resonated for sure. I really appreciate the time you spent here with us today talking about truth warriors, talking about better decisions, navigating the conflict, all that great stuff. If people want to find out more about you, Christy, how would they do that?
The best place to find me is on my website, truthwarriors.ca. And there you can take the free assessment. If you've read the book, there are resources you can access as well. So opportunities there, hopefully, to hear my message, to be a part of it, looking at launching a training course shortly to be able to offer decision-making support, whether you're a passion proclaimer or a pensive scientist. So those are on opposite ends of the scale and both need different levels of support. And I want to be focused on how I help individuals make decisions because it really is different depending on where you land.
I love that. Well, thanks again for spending some time with us here. And another thing is great is that you've agreed to do another interview that we'll post a little bit later down the year here. But I'm really excited for that interview as well upcoming. So if you've loved our chat here today, be listening to an upcoming Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast because there's going to be more of Christy coming up soon.
Thanks, Pete. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with Christy and I here today. Think about how you can apply all of those things around being a truth warrior and what can you do to put them into action? You know, all those things about being a truth warrior, you know, what happens when you experience those different things? How can you make even better decisions? And how are you navigating through the conflict? What might you change after listening to this interview? And hopefully you'll put it into action right away. That's the whole goal of this podcast. We want to bring actionable items that you can take with you as soon as you finish listening. So hopefully you liked the podcast here today. If you did, share with your friends, invite them to listen, and most of all, subscribe so you can hear future episodes. For more information on my coaching and leader programs, visit more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH, more.coach. Or you can email me directly at pete@more.coach. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.